Fallon.
The guy with the glasses that kept acting like mentally challenged is his sidekick. The nerdy small guy with the glasses was like the head writer, and then
the black guy with the glasses
is in the band.
Okay.
He's the band.
He is the band.
So you get to sit over there, sir.
I'm guessing Emily still has my headphones somewhere.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what, come sit down, boy? She took them?
Did she give them back to me?
You were going to trade her for something, I thought.
Yeah, but she forgot them, and then she didn't want to take the...
You know what? I want to try the funny sangria. I'm going to see what happens.
Beverage on the floor.
All going to die.
I really can't lean back with this, can I?
Gotta
do the forward.
Oh, God. Yeah, have some nice, good posture.
Make a carrot sandwich.
Make a carrot sandwich.
Ooh, pistachios. Yes. Goddamn expensive things.
Right?
Eat them all.
Yeah, eat them all while you're here. You can say you're just a guest. I don't know. Snooki did commercials for them one time.
What? Oh, well, and the Winklevoss twins, so it's just...
Evens out.
No,
wait,
not...
Who are the Winklevoss twins?
Those are the crazy rapper...
No. Rapper? No, Facebook.
No.
Co-founders.
Oh, those guys. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The guys who sued Jesse Eisenberg.
Was that actually...
No,
or was
Mark
it the actors that play them in the Facebook movie? Actually, no, it can't be because they digitally imposed for one guy.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, was it the same guy twice?
No.
Yeah, they were brothers.
For a lot of it was the same guy twice, but for some scenes that they couldn't, they used CGI to make a second person's face look like his. Because it was more important, since they were rowers, to get a good actor... to get people that could row well.
Oh.
And so they went for, like, the physical part of it and then did the digital bit with the faces.
I see.
So that's that.
So how are
you? Got it.
What is this?
The American Rowers and Internet Entrepreneurs.
What is this?
What's what?
White hockey puck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to do that, too.
Oh,
yes.
It's so cool.
This is the best.
Is this one mine?
Because now there won't just be photos of us. There will be photos of Adam and Dan. And
wait, what is it, though?
Please hold your...
it's a photo.
Answer will be received in the order it was received.
It's a thing.
It will be answered in the order it was received.
Yeah, you
haven't you been listening to the podcast?
No, I haven't.
Please hold your applause until...
Oh, you said panorama. He gave it away.
Bananarama? What?
It doesn't matter anyway. That, and yeah, that's good. But we're gonna start it in the dead space of right here.
You don't want to be in it.
The dead space of right here.
That's right here.
Boom! Oh, it's going quick. Oh no!
Yeah, no.
Oh,
it's
doing
actually,
the full panorama.
Really fast. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's
See,
not.
It's magic.
It's not doing the record and spin forever.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I could do that as well if we
I
wanted to.
I don't understand
to,
what that means.
One second. All will be explained.
I think I'm hiding my face behind the
I'm truly
the screen.
Confused right now.
I have no idea if that was the right distance, so let's find out. Oh, look, I can see Adam's nose. That's it.
I'm too tall.
Frank, you're looking at this thing nervously, like you are not. You don't trust.
No, I don't understand what it is.
It's the panoramic.
And I blinked. That was good.
Thing.
Oh, and I have like an invisible arm.
Oh, that's wait. What?
Sweet.
You don't need that.
It's my parents didn't hook up at that dance in 1955.
Nice.
Hand that around. Swipe with your finger.
I don't... Oh, I see invisible arm now.
So is this all a whole thing with an app and everything?
Yeah, it's it was a Kickstarter thing that.
Oh, Adam's head got cut off. That's great.
Yeah, like there I said, can just see his nose.
I thought you meant like just his
nose. Oh, yeah, no, it's just a floating nose. That's all that's going on.
Like Adam got really close all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, I picked that up on Kickstarter for like $100. Right now it's retailing for $150.
Oh, that's really cool. That's cool.
And
yeah, it's like, yeah, you're right. You're like Back to the Future.
A little bit. Just the elbow. It started in a very random spot.
I was going to say.
It's like, no, no, can't hold on to that beer.
That would have been the...
It was telling me not to drink this. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wow.
What?
What about that?
That is...
The sangria?
That is interesting.
the Bacardi?
Is that a Minnesota interesting?
Oh my god.
Oh, it was an interesting show. It was interesting.
Still got me eating the licorice though.
That's the licorice? You have the oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, your elbow is starting.
I'll help.
Yeah, okay.
That's
yeah, that was my Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Nod.
I was expecting more of your arm to be gone.
It's slow process.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Those things are like ridiculously meaty. It's crazy.
So tasty.
That's because they're not hollow.
Well,
and they're not made of wax.
What's the licorice flavor anyway? Like,
red.
What kind of
yeah, red,
thing is
red.
That?
Red.
Red 22 usually.
Well, some of them are black.
Racist.
Wait, how is he racist by pointing it?
I'm just taking your sentence completely out of context.
That's all. Black licorice tastes of anise, which is also the root flavor for ouzo and sambuca.
Oh, that's interesting.
This has a lot of wheat flour in it, I guess.
I don't like ouzo at all.
Me neither. I felt very sick after having it.
Where else have I heard the
anise
lately? Yeah.
It's
a lot of
black licorice?
Well, yeah.
A lot of anise and tea.
Okay.
Or maybe you were looking
someone
at
anise. Someone else was talking about it. No. Someone else was talking about it at some point.
I feel like they may... Were they talking about it at the birthday?
I feel like
that topic's come up recently.
I feel like an orange.
Oh, it was afterward. Back at the apartment.
Yeah.
Because the one guy had the e-cigarettes.
Ah, it was anise flavored. That's
anise
right.
Flavored.
That's
yep.
weird.
Right.
That, I don't know how I feel about that.
I disapprove.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It just feels like a hipster flavor. It's like, oh, what's your flavored ice?
Anise.
Not black licorice. Everyone
Molly
would say black
like
licorice.
Yeah.
Like
we used to have a friend in college who just always smoke cloves with anise.
Cloves.
Cloves, right?
Just smoke cigarettes, for God's
Jesus
sake.
Jesus Christ. I gotta be honest.
Who are you lying to? Clove cigarettes. Clove and then cigarettes. I remember there was like, didn't they go off the market?
Shortly thereafter, like I remember.
I think briefly, yeah.
Flavored cigarettes were banned.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Although you can order them online from China very easily. My brother actually, for a little while, did that as a money making. I should probably not say this out loud on an internet cast. Never
dot,
mind.
Dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot.
Just kind of left it alone.
I'll leave it there.
Interesting.
Well, no, actually, I was having a conversation with somebody today about how there are some phone companies that won't sell you their services internationally. Like, if you're planning to travel, a lot of them require you to purchase it in, like, within the country. Rather than allow you to make sure that, you know, like the phone's to your liking or anything like that, like making that split decision right when you get there and you can't like save your number or anything like that.
Well, why is that?
Because that's their decision to not export, I guess.
That's odd.
So this guy is thinking, oh yeah, I should just start a company where I import those things. Kind of like,
hey, a niche.
Adam, you're staring, is it?
I'm
eyeing up the latest panorama.
Yoink. It's pretty good.
Your head's cut off, though, Dan.
Damn.
I mean, oh, my God.
Head anyway.
Yeah.
Frank, your face.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
It looks like it regularly does.
Oh, my God. You're right on a fault line.
What does this mean?
Did anyone see the movie Timeline?
No.
No.
Read the book by Michael Crichton?
No.
Maybe. Yeah, I might have read the book.
The one where they go back to ancient England.
Yep.
And they, there's like, yeah, this, he has transcription errors, if you remember that.
I don't. I remember the time travel is very goofy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this time it's too close to me. I'm trying to find a happy medium for us.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
No. I'll hand off the baton again.
All right, let's look at this. Oh, no, Dan.
Oh, no. Dan Chin.
I moved my arm or something. I have two of them.
Well, yeah, usually, you know,
no,
one.
No, two on one side.
Oh. Damn.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah. I look like I'm putting my other one on my hip. Like,
hang on. So what happened to mine?
Hold on.
I guess I have to
wait. Oh, you are so Neanderthaling it up.
You really are.
Do I look like I have
You got issues? A brow.
Oh.
You have a
and
brow.
And a forehead. Like, bam.
And a forehead? A brow like, and a forehead? Whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
It's appropriate that I'm looking at you kind of like,
what the hell?
Didn't realize I had a monobrow.
He's thinking very hard.
I look like the Cyclops from...
Yeah, it looks like you're trying to grow a third one right here.
Right in the middle of the face.
Funny. We got Adam's face in there this time.
Adam looks good.
Hey, thanks.
We've almost found that happy medium, guys.
All right. See, but then she bent the leg. Look, she bent it.
Oh, no.
I just need to slouch a little more, I guess.
Maybe we should just get right up next to the... device.
I don't well, then we'll all be like super zoomed in, or it'll be like all crotch.
You're almost what if that's a what
we
cyclops.
Do? I know, I was about to say. Why don't we just do an all crotch show? I don't know what word that was. I just used.
Everybody stand up, and we'll get a nice.
We'll just get an all crotch
panorama of crotches.
I think I already have a few panoramas of my crotch on there.
What?
I was thinking about a way to make that an innuendo, but
it already started. It
doesn't make sense.
There we go. Okay.
Uno mas.
Start it here so there's no wicked weird fault landing.
And
I am ready
I'll
for
lean
this.
Away.
Yeah, I'm just gonna slouch down a little bit. I'm just having a good time.
Yeah.
Wait, is it taking pictures of... Oh, wait, it started with us?
It's right here.
Don't... You moved your arm. Why would you do that?
I was moving it while I was taking a picture of
over there,
here, so
no
I'm
worries.
Hoping...
Wait,
I just
so did it start with me?
No.
No, it started right there.
Oh, it's just left.
It's ending with you.
Should have just right now. Moved.
I want to see Mutant.
Wait, who mutated?
Me.
Yeah, I probably... It was about to come to him, so he decided to move all crazy. Yeah, I know.
Next time I'm going like this with my arm and see what it does.
Shiva!
Oh,
that'd be
totally
cool.
Fine, but still only nose.
Still only nose?
I need to be short.
Oh.
All right, let's see this. I don't know, that's not bad.
What? Can I get a copy of that?
Sure.
Of my extra chromosome shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can move back.
The Cyclops chromosome.
The Cyclops chromosome. There you go. Comment on that licorice. Yeah, but you're the host. Who needs to see your face?
Ouch. That hurts.
Maybe you don't want to hold your bottle there, Steve.
Wait. Yep. Yep, that's a thing. Oh, Dan, while we're kind of just sitting
in a
circle, in
mm-hmm.
a lull, you use Audacity, right?
I do.
Would you be willing to be my engineer for something?
Sure.
I'm getting into the audiobook space.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps you'd like to join me. It costs you nothing. You have the equipment.
Yeah, I know.
And all you have to do is read a book out loud.
It could be time consuming.
It's not. As much as you'd think.
And then
not.
Somebody has to listen to it to be like, oh yeah, you just didn't mispronounce all of the words in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's that thing. But like, they have a whole business devoted to it.
Okay, the whole book, you were pronouncing Harry's name as Ari. That's just really not how it sounds.
Well, you do it in like...
You do the whole book.
Well, you do it like chapters, and you submit chapters over a period of time, and then they... His name is Harry, not Ari.
Or
you arsehole.
Hermione.
Hermione, you arsehole.
Hermione.
Unless you like being appy. Hermione.
Does this pay, or is it sort of
it is a
volunteer?
You get a portion of the royalties.
Really?
Of the sales of the audiobook.
Okay.
And if the audiobook never sells a dime, you never get a dime.
So you just want to read like
it's very
really
similar to any
good.
Other. What's that?
You want to read like really good then. So people are like, oh man, I got to listen to this.
Well, I mean, it's more like you read really well in like the crappy books, and then eventually they give you the good books, and then you don't have to worry about them being like well read. You just have to worry about people wanting to buy them.
Mm.
Yeah. So like this is the same company that's having Bryan Cranston read history books right now.
I guess I'd listen.
Cool.
Right? Exactly. So like they're basically giving these guys the same stuff that we would. And by we, I mean like the beginning readers would get, like history books and silly things like that. But they're celebrities. So those books will sell like hotcakes. They're coming from the opposite end of the spectrum. So in any case, my point is that you have all the equipment that I would have to purchase myself. And so I want to take advantage of you.
You will pay him.
Of course I'd pay him.
That's what friends are for.
Well, it's studio time. No, for real. It's studio time. I would pay you a going rate. Whatever you thought would be fair.
Ready, set, go.
Sit, go. Sit,
sit
quickly.
Down. Down. Oh, God. No, no.
It is
no,
now.
Dan. It is now. Dan.
You dork. You got your arm is going to be in all different fucking, God damn it.
So far,
no, he
so
was good.
Far,
he was good.
Two and just not having that crazy ghost arm. There's just that one freak accident. Lost me an arm.
I might have a ghost face here. I'm not sure.
Though I did successfully take a picture of
myself. Adam's going to have ghost eyebrows.
No, probably not.
You need to be on the edge to get ghosting.
Oh, wait.
Hang on. I think you definitely have ghost eyebrows, by the way.
If
well,
I'm
it, only
on
takes,
the...
it only takes one photo.
If I'm on the
what
crease,
in the world
then...
are you doing with that?
He's a witch.
That's really cool.
Oh, is that how you did it before?
Yeah.
When you had it just spin constantly?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, why don't you do that? Because you're supposed to do that with photos anyway.
It's just blurry. It's not ghost arm.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's not. You weren't on a seam.
Does that one? Oh, so we're saying that one's legit.
Yeah, I mean, legit enough. I'm gonna also do a time lapse during the episode.
Oh, time lapse is amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
That way, I don't have to take
those
pictures.
Are fun.
We can just get random shots of people.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Doing whatever. Though I can. Oh, yeah.
Is that your radio?
Yeah, everybody looks like a thing in here, so we should be good.
What is that?
It's a radiator. It's right.
Oh, okay.
It's a bomb.
You totally have ghost eyebrows.
A little bit.
That's awesome.
Stop touching.
They're just Stop. Incredibly accurate. It's almost like they're animated.
It's really funny.
Cool.
It is only a little bit blurry. We thought we'd be real clever and take a pause to drink of our beverages. Anyway.
Yeah, now we get to adjust to this again.
Wait, is this going to be like an audio thing?
Well, it's going to be in the background.
Constantly, forever.
Forever and
ever.
Well,
no, it's more the pings and thumps. Those are the freaky ones.
Yeah, I keep hitting my glasses on the side of this when I turn my head. I better
Then don't you
adjust.
Dare turn your head.
It's not polite. I have to turn my head. I have to look at you people. Be like, oh yes, I'm acknowledging your existence as I talk about stuff.
I refuse to.
Got to orbit the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good height, though.
Yes, it was. Tiz? You put them in your mouth.
Somebody honk?
Yeah, that was a legitimate clown nose. Okay, one other thing to show you, see if this works. Just because this is fun, and everyone can
you
play with this
all about
a
these little touch things.
Yeah, hold on.
Are you a wizard? What is this sorcery?
He is a wizard.
No, it's not focusing for some reason.
Focus. I believe in you.
Adam, go hold some bacon, then it'll focus on you. It's like, ooh, what? Bacon? Because everybody focuses on bacon because it's delicious.
Oh, speaking of bacon, so there's this Chinese grocery store near my apartment.
Does it sell bacon?
It sells what they call belly cuts of pork.
It sounds like
which
bacon.
Which is bacon, right?
How thick
but
is
they're
it?
As big as your arm.
It depends on how it's cured. Wow. Or wait.
Now, the thing is that they probably aren't cured. I'd have to cure it myself to make it taste like cured bacon. But I'm pretty sure to the fat content, and I threw some like seasoning on it while I was cooking it, it'd be delicious.
What do they call uncured bacon? I forget.
Bacon?
No.
Belly cut?
I forget.
Fat back?
Nope.
We literally have the most powerful source of information ever known to man at our fingertips.
No, we don't. No one's touching their phone right now.
As you touch your phone.
This is actually not my phone.
Yeah, we don't have anything in our hands.
It's the camera
it's too hard.
That I use while I play with my phone.
It says iPhone.
It's iPhone without the phone part.
Wait, so you didn't activate it?
No, I
unactivated
it.
Oh, so it's just a...
It's just an iPhone.
It's just an touch.
Yep. Yeah, he has the 5C now, so this old thing is irrelevant. It's antiquated.
Well, I have one of those antiques on this couch over there that I still use. Well, I have an iPhone 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine just upgraded from the iPhone 3S to a 5C, so...
This thing is almost 2 years old now, which is like...
Booyah.
Is that a
like box? Middle-aged...
That is the police box.
Yeah, it is. It's just a skin that Katie's dad gave me.
Oh, cool.
For Christmas, so...
Brilliant.
Yeah. It works very nicely. It's fun. Yeah. But yeah, this is a Droid Razer Max.
See, like, I hang onto my phones forever.
Yeah.
Can I help
See,
you?
I had dropped this one enough where the volume buttons just kind of decided to do their own thing.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
All the time?
So I felt like after putting up with that for a good many months, it was time to upgrade. But I didn't need the nipple reader.
What? The nipple reader?
The
is this an app I don't know about?
The thumb sensor on the new iPhone S, you can use to unlock your phone or to confirm purchases and things like that. Reads your thumb. It can also read nipples, other body parts. A cat was able to unlock one. Like somebody trained their cat to put the paw down on the circle, and it would unlock the phone.
Wow!
That sounds
how are you going to take your cat everywhere you go to unlock your phone?
It's more they were doing it for the
oh, you don't need
of...
the whole cat.
No, actually, that was a serious concern from
whole
consumers.
Cutting off fingers,
body
yeah.
parts to use them to unlock your
phones.
Phone. Like,
yep.
Yeah, no.
If you have the opportunity to cut off another person's hand, you should just continue on and remove some keys.
I don't think the phone is the biggest concern we have going on here right now.
Not really. Anyway.
I just got a Droid Max.
What did you just get, Kara?
S3.
She just upgraded to an S3. And the coolest thing I think about that phone is you can be in a text message to somebody and then just lift it to your ear and it calls that person.
Ooh.
Hmm. Right?
That's fun.
Two windows at once. Two windows is nice.
What? I know, right? No, dude, that phone is magic. It knows when you're looking at it. It knows when to scroll down when you're done reading something. It's freaking crazy.
What? Huh?
Yeah, dude. It, cool. No, it has auto-read like eye functions. It'll pause material when you're not looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube
thing?
And stuff. Yeah. It is literally
really
a phone that
cool.
reads your goddamn mind.
Oh, yeah. Those are the commercials where the like guy falls asleep and then wakes up and just keeps playing.
Exactly, right?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it a Galaxy S3? Is that what it is?
Yes, okay. Sir. The S3.
Okay.
I think you're just...
That's slick.
Oh, am I? No,
my
but that one...
My phone has some of those functions.
Oh...
The S4 has all of them.
Yeah.
That's their newest one.
Mine'll do the facial recognition, but only if there's enough light, of course.
I mean, I assume all of these functions only work with enough light.
Yeah.
Well, I only use my phone in the closet.
Well, I mean, even in this room, if you were to, like, turn off your ceiling light.
It'd be very festive still.
It'd be very festive, but I think it'd be considered low light. in any case.
And now that I look at it, I really need to replace a lot of bulbs on here. Jesus.
And even now, I'm
I never have a reason to look at them.
No, it's getting kind of sad. Like, oh, there are four out on one wall.
Oh, there's more.
They're
more,
there's all like going to be gone by the time Christmas actually rolls around.
Nine.
Are those a yearly thing? Did you just leave them up all
I
year?
Just leave them. Huh. And it's...
The Pilates app is now available on Android.
The what? Which
she's a subscriber to Blogilates. It's a YouTube channel, and she's very excited because they just released an app
for Android.
On Android. They have no fright.
iPhones suck, and I don't have one, so I've been waiting for it to come to the better platform.
Yeah, better platform.
No, as I say, like most would argue, Androids.
I know what I like, and I invest.
I know. You obviously, your technology is all Apple.
Except for my TV. It's a Dell.
It's a Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
I have a...
Weighs 100 pounds. It's a piece of crap. But it's a radiator, too. I almost don't even have my heat on. It just provides warmth.
That seems not good in the summer.
Well, yeah, in the summer, but...
The only reason I got my phone is because it has 2 days of battery life.
That's really awesome, actually. Is that one of those with
is
the
that,
Snapdragon?
Is that awesome? This is my first touchscreen phone thing.
Hang on a second. Anyway, is it one of those with the Snapdragon processor in it?
Probably.
LG?
I don't know. 4G? No, LG. I don't know. There's
Mine'll go for 2 days.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I have chargers everywhere because I am paranoid about losing charge. So
no, iPhones just suck their own battery dry.
This guy had that problem. Like, I mean, you know, a year or so in, it'll start to crap out.
I'm 4 years into mine, and it's doing okay.
Do you have one of those things that's like the size of a phone?
Oh, the Lightning?
Yeah, when
charger?
I'm charging, no. It's like, no, you don't need a phone that has 2 days of battery life because you can just buy this handy-dandy charger. And I was like, that is as big as a phone. I could just have two phones.
I'd have way more than just 2 days of battery life.
Yeah, just pull the SIM card, put it in the other phone.
It'd be fine.
No problem.
It'd be like having two monitors, basically.
Whoa. I have two monitors. What's wrong with two monitors?
On your phones?
On my...
Sony was messing around with that.
Yeah, I have two monitors, too. One of them is 60 inches.
Oh, with the laptops where it's like...
And plasma.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, they even demoed stuff
like
phones.
You were just like, oh, I have two monitors?
Why not? Yeah. But they're only like 16 inches each.
That sounds smaller than mine.
That's a lot. Shut up. I hate you so much.
Well, the tech thing that I'm most impressed with right now that I just saw was the roll-up.
Like $800 at Costco.
The flexible screens that you can roll up. So it's like...
OLEDs?
Yeah, like your device could be like a stick, and then you just pull out the screen.
Yeah, it's pretty
and,
sick.
You know, you can still use it as a touchscreen. It's so cool.
Yeah, oh there was God. This, I can't remember what tech convention it was at, but they were talking about these wristwatch handheld devices. Not like your gear or anything, but like it would be a wristwatch that you'd push a button and it would deploy an OLED, and it would expand to the size of however large an OLED you had, you know, upwards of 14 inches wide.
Cool.
That you could basically use as a touch screen. Yeah, you would hold it out, push them, and go pop, 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 pop.
Okay, what happens with those things if you, like, are eating a cheeseburger and you got a bunch of grease on your hands, and you're like, oh, I use a touch screen. And then it's like...
Then it's on your fucking touch screen. You got to clean
up
that
your
shit.
Works, yeah.
we look at you. That's exactly what it is. You get gummy works. No one wants gummy works.
I don't touch my phone after I've eaten a greasy cheeseburger.
I do not. I wash my hands.
I was going to say, if this is your first touchscreen phone, you will learn to not.
I have a DS. I've been using touchscreens for years.
God, I want one of those so bad.
Oh, I just got the new Pokemon.
Oh, my God. When I saw XY came out, I was like, damn.
I wasn't going to buy it, and then I was in the game the store, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize DS games were only $40 instead of $60.
Yeah, right?
You can play Pokemon on your iPhone.
I have it. Yeah, and they don't have the new games. They have the most recent one they have is Emerald.
Yeah, but I wanted the classic.
No, I'm playing
Fire Red.
I have the Fire Red as well. It's a blast to play. It's a blast. Only thing is there
is
no multiplayer.
Really nice.
The three
the 3D in the new XY.
Oh, God. It looks so good. It looks so good.
Yeah. It's what we've been waiting for since Pokemon Stadium.
Right?
In, 64. Yeah.
Which I have.
Pretty, yeah. Who doesn't?
I was playing it a little bit on...
I only just got it.
On Alex's...
Truthfully.
On Alex's 3DS XL. Yeah. Alex Johnson has a 3DS XL, and I was looking at the new Pokemon game on there. It looks beautiful.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. It's fun.
I wish I had it.
It'd be really nice if they could have made it a little higher resolution now that the screen size is bigger, but it still looks great.
It depends on the Pokemon, too. Some like Psyduck from Gen 1, it's just kind of like, wow, you look kind of like too big. You know, he looks very cartoony.
Like a rubber duck?
All the new Pokemon and Pikachu. Pikachu, they changed the voice, so it actually says Pika Pika instead of like the grrr that you got from Gen 1 or whatever the random noise they had for her call.
My favorite was the Pokemon.
They still have that. Most of them are pretty much like that. They just redubbed Pikachu.
Just Pikachu?
That's the only one that's been consistent throughout like pretty much every media it appears in.
That's funny.
Is the VA for that.
That's so funny.
But at the same time, that was the reason why I hated Super Smash Brothers was Pikachu.
What, you just beat down and then you win.
Well, if anyone like picks it in multiplayer.
Hang on a second.
Pikachu
now
was super fast. Yeah.
Should I have brought...
Well, not just that. It's just that noise over and over and over again. It does not
Pikachu,
shut the fuck up.
Pikachu!
Kind of like Captain Falcon.
Falcon Punch! Captain Falcon was awesome.
But he was awesome. It's just like, shut up.
Next time I am bringing my N64.
I got one in my bedroom.
He's got
then
it.
Why aren't we playing it right now?
We're doing
podcast.
This thing.
We're doing this thing that we do with this thing.
Let's get it over with and then play some Smash Brothers.
If you want Smash Brothers, just send out the invites, man. You'll have people over for a Smash tournament.
This onus is on you.
I'll bring my own controller.
This is the thing is I don't have enough nerd friends beyond this circle right here.
What?
No,
that
truly.
Sounds like
truly.
A
yeah,
no, it
do.
Is totally. Well, okay. Maybe it's just I don't like to entertain people. That's a lie too. Maybe I just don't have the energy to put a thing on Facebook.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh,
that sounds, right,
that
yeah.
sounds more that's accurate. Right, yeah.
Make all the excuses.
Everyone rip on Frank. Yeah, you suck at Facebook.
I do. Oh, so bad. Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to be good at Facebook, right? Our generation.
Well,
supposedly.
There's no need to be good at it, though.
It's yeah.
Well, I have a lot of professional contacts on Facebook, which is weird, and they use it all the goddamn time. Which is really bad.
Oh,
I don't like
have
it
any
because
business
it's got
stuff on Facebook.
Well, no, it's not that I have a lot of business stuff. It's like I'm in theater, so a lot of actors and directors will use Facebook as their like dissemination tool.
Oh, I could see that.
Because they have SharePoint or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing they have next to that is like, I have all of your emails, and so we'll do chain mails.
Oh,
and everyone's like, "Fuck,
who checks
their
email?"
I
do
checked it twice since I sat down.
Apparently, I'm the only one who still doesn't.
I want to do that.
Oh, by the way, phone's on silent.
You might have some spam in there.
So how's everything sounding?
Sounds pretty good.
I'm going to be right back, though. Yeah.
Agreed.
That'd be a good time to...
Bathroom, beverage, et cetera, et cetera.
So.
I want some more pistachio.
You got to work for them.
Apparently I do.
It's a pistachio.